Greetings, ghouls and goblins, ghosts and spooks and...
Slow down robots.
And specters alike.
Slow down robots.
And slow down robots. That's what I sounded like earlier. How are all of our spooky streamers out there? We hope you're bundled up and keeping warm. It's thundering out here right now.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, it's like it got super dark and it's raining and there's just unpredictable bellows of thunder from the belly of the deities that rule over us.
That sounds so good. Well, happy October, everybody. I hope you're enjoying it. Also happy, it's October 3rd when we're recording this. It's not going to come out on October 3rd, but it's October 3rd. So happy Mean Girls Day to those who celebrate. Yeah, this is our new releases episode. Not really new releases. It's what's kind of shifted in the streaming world. Just in time for you to plan the rest of your October, or maybe you just like watching stuff specifically on Halloween. You know, whatever floats your boat or sinks your battleship.
Whatever gets you more boo for your buck. That's what we're here for.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Well, you want to start us off today?
Yes.
B-Rye?
Oh, okay. I don't know if we'll do that again, but I will start us off with Amazon. For any of our Amazon listeners, we have Motel Hell, Blackula, Resident Evil Retribution, or as Becca has put it here, that is number 5 in this Resident Evil series.
Yes.
The Grudge 2, The Hound of the Baskervilles, Dolls, Vampire's Kiss, Sleepaway Camp 2, Unhappy Campers.
Shout out to Margaret if you're listening. I know Margaret loves Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah, Margaret. Are we going to have her on the show sometime?
Yes, we are.
Woo! Can't wait. I just love that full title, by the way. That's a really good one. The Thing, that is the vaguely named prequel to The Thing, also called The Thing, but this is the 2011 prequel. And finally, we have Exorcist The Beginning.
Dun, dun, dun.
And that's what we have on Amazon. Yes, thank you.
Over on Hulu, we have Species and also Resident Evil 5 Retribution. For the M. Night fans, what is grammar? Signs and The Village.
Nice.
A little vampire action, Queen of the Damned, Wrong Turn 2, Dead End, the original Flatliners, Rocky Horror Picture Show, Theater of Blood, and also Exorcist The Beginning.
Nice. I'll take us on over to fairly new Paramount Plus.
It's really not. It was CBS On Demand.
Well, it was CBS. Yeah, it was they CBS All Access.
Yeah.
But to my knowledge, isn't Paramount Plus now like a little more than CBS All Access?
It's slightly more.
Okay, so the slightly more CBS All Access, Paramount Plus, has brought us a small few. We have Species, The Devil Inside, Vampire in Brooklyn, also Flatliners, the 1999 original, and also Theater of Blood.
And over on Shudder. Now, Shudder has a lot more than listed here. There are over 30,000 horror movies on Letterboxd. So I have not added them all to our watch list, if you can believe that. But definitely check out Shudder. You know, we always recommend them for horror stuff. And yeah, but they have Motel Hell, Blackula, and the original Razorback from 1984, if you want some Australian Outback scares.
Well, I know we're going to tackle this at some point.
Might as well do it now.
So Peacock...
went just, nuts.
Yeah, bananas. Just big old horror dump for the month of October. So Beck and I are going to just go halvesies on this. I'll start us off with the first chunk. On Peacock, coming this October, we have quite a few Chucky movies, if not all of them. Is that correct?
Yeah, for some reason I forgot to number two of the Chucky movies.
That's fine. I'll do my best. So I don't see the original
here. I didn't see the original, no. Which it might have already been on there. This is just what's moved around.
Okay. All right. We have Child's Play 2, Child's Play 3, Cult of Chucky, Seed of Chucky, Bride of Chucky. Sorry, I know that was on your chunk there, Becca. I'll just mark that. Like we said, guys, there's a lot here, so just try to hang in there with us. We have Friday the 13th. We have The Stepfather, The Blob. That is the 1988 version, which is a fairly good version. I do recommend that one. Asylum, Twisted Horror, and Fantasy Tales. Saw. The Innkeepers. The Fly. That's the 1958 original. Separation. Sixth Sense. Another shout out to M. Night fans. Raising Kane. Prince of Darkness. Jason X. I think that's the one where Jason goes to space.
Yes.
Awesome. We have Shocker. The Hills Have Eyes 2. Now, is that The Hills Have Eyes, like the sequel to the newer one or the sequel to the old one?
The sequel to the newer one.
Good to know. We have Predator, Alien versus Predator, Rings, The Incredible Shrinking Man, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Village of the Damned, and that is a 1995 version, Emily, The Night Eats the World.
Quick shout out, that is a French zombie film, and it is very good.
Oh, I like the title. Saw 4, Cat People, which I don't know if there's an older one, but this is the
19- I feel like there might have been one of the 50s, but I could be completely wrong.
Sure. And just because they're only on my list here, here's a couple premium only picks for those who have Peacock Premium. We have The Omen 2006 version, Freddy versus Jason, Dracula, the original with Bela Lugosi, and Curse of Chucky. I don't know why Curse of Chucky only is premium.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Okay, last batch of Peacock. The Funhouse, It Follows, which highly recommend. Both Gremlins movies, Gremlins and Gremlins 2, the new batch. Stakeland, quite a few... Friday the 13th, you had Jason X and Freddy versus Jason, but we also have Friday the 13th part 2 and part 5, which is A New Beginning, and then part 4, these are going out of order, part 4, Jason Lives, part 7, Friday the 13th, The New Blood. And then Jason Takes Manhattan, which is number 8. I think that's all for the demons. And then a classic, The Burbs. Saw 3D. I don't know what number Saw that is. As you could tell, there were a lot of numbered, so I didn't look it up. But there was quite a few Saw movies. Slither, Saw 6, The House of the Devil, which I think Brian and I both recommend. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. The Sentinel, Starry Eyes, which I love and will probably rewatch now that I see that's on Peacock. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning, Saw 5, Frenzy, which is Hitchcock, The People Under the Stairs, which I want to say is that John Carpenter. I think it is.
Maybe.
Videodrome, which I'm very happy that I added that to my list. I was planning on renting it, but it's on Peacock, so I'll be watching it. Texas Chainsaw Massacre from 2003, Prometheus, The Skeleton Key, Saw 2 and 3. Shout out to Devil, our episode from earlier. I don't remember what number it is off the top of my head, but that is on Peacock. Day of the Dead, 30 Days of Night, randomly Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, which is number 6 in the Nightmare on Elm Street series, and Braid. Whew.
Okay.
So much wow. Peacock.
So much. Moving on, I'll jump over to Stars. We've only got two here. Take Shelter and Prom Night, 2008 version.
Over on Tubi, which is, you know, another one of my favorite streaming services, that is the $5 Walmart movie bin of streaming. And we love that for it. We have Species. We have the original Fog from 1980. Hannibal Rising. The remake of I Spit on Your Grave from 2010. The remake of Bug, because I believe that there is an original Bug that came out, but this one came out in 2006. Gallow Walkers. If you want a little musical in your life, there's Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street. Curve. Deep Rising. Horns. Phantasm 2. The original Mummy from 1932. The Centennial. The Sentinel.
Sentinel.
Sentinel. I was just making up words.
It's okay.
That word there. The Lords of Salem. The Unborn. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie, which, aside from the writer-director, is a phenomenal movie. And Cell.
All right. So I don't know how many out there have Criterion, but I do want to give a special shout out for this October release, because Courtney, my partner, and I have been looking this Halloween for original Universal monster movies from the 40s and 30s, and we could not find them on any streaming service. Pretty much all of them are popping up this October. So on Criterion, we've got Creature from the Black Lagoon, The Wolfman, Dracula, The Fly, The Mummy, The Invisible Man, The Bride of Frankenstein, all of which are the classic Universal monster movies. So excited to see that. We also have Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer, Blood and Black Lace, From Hell, Inside, Island of Lost Souls, Don't Look Now, Creepy, Angst, Them, a lot of one-word titles here. We also have Only Lovers Left Alive, Jennifer's Body, which we covered with Liv, and Black Christmas, the original 1974 version, which, fun fact, was Black Christmas was also directed by the same director of A Christmas Story.
So I can, if I did Showtime previously, Brian, edit this out. I can't remember if I did. But over on Showtime, Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers, which is number 6, Open Water, and The Devil's Advocate.
I'll take us to Cinemax, where we have Leatherface, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3, The Relic, Jason Goes to Hell, The Final Friday, or the 9th in the series. And I'm pretty sure that's not The Final Friday, so no worries, folks. And My Bloody Valentine, 2009 version, which, shout out to that little From the Basement episode we released.
And I wanted to add, The Relic is from 1997. There was one that came out in like 2020. But this it's not a remake. They're not related. They're just two movies with the same title. But yeah, this one is from 1997. So if you're looking for the new release, it's not that one. Okay. Over on the free version of Voodoo, which is now Voodoo Fandango. We have The Road. If you want Christmas a little early, you can check out Better Watch Out. Bug, Gallowalkers, Wishmaster, Clown, Dead Snow 2, Red versus Dead, The Neighbor, Three Extremes. I'm just going to say, if you know, you know. Don't eat dumplings when you watch that movie. And The Midnight Meat Train.
All I've got left is Hoopla, Midnight Meat Train. That's it.
And last but not least, Netflix. Coming in.
Lukewarm.
Yeah, that was, I was going to say medium rare, but lukewarm is better. The Devil Inside, Raw, The Cave, Till Death. And Till Death is a new release with Megan Fox, which I'm excited to see. And The Exorcist 3.
Sweet.
So that wraps up our October release episode, guys.
Woo!
Thanks for making it. Thanks for surviving Peacock.
Yes. Thanks for sticking it out to here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Speaking of Peacock, real quick, we didn't add this because it's like an actual new release, but Peacock will be streaming Halloween Kills when it comes to theaters on October 15th. So if you're trying to, you know,
yes,
you know, stay safe from the pandemic, you don't really want to go out in crowds because guaranteed there will be crowds at the Halloween movie. You can definitely check it out on Peacock. And I'm assuming it's going to be the premium only service. But yeah, just wanted to put out there. I know it's going to be a big movie, so I just wanted everybody to be aware it's going to be on Peacock.
Well, that does it, everyone.
Thanks for listening.
Enjoy some frightful films.
Ooh, that was good.
Some monstrous movies.
Look at you.
A spooky spectacle, if you will. And yeah, have a ghostly good time.
Ooh.